Now, it wasn't that long ago I was interviewing these guys right in the middle of a very noisy velodrome in Paris. Got Neil and Matt with us. And, right, silver medal, Neil. Has it all kind of sunk in yet? Have you managed to relax a little bit after the performance?
I guess we've had a brief time to switch off and see family a little bit. And we've just moved from our accommodation into the village, because we were staying out with the village at the velodrome. So it's been nice to have a kind of switch of focus, which I guess I don't really think I've had time to reflect too much on the ride at this stage. But I'm feeling a bit more content with it all. I'm happy with our performance and looking forward to enjoying the games now as a spectator, really, a teammate who's cheering on the rest of the team in the road racing.
It must make a big difference, you know, having your family here as well, getting to spend some time with them. That must be a big help for you.
Yeah, it is nice, especially thinking back to Tokyo 3 years ago, where, you know, we got the gold medal. It was great, but you looked up in the stands and no one was there, bar a few volunteers and teammates. So it wasn't until we got home we could actually celebrate with our family, and just the fact they're here, getting to enjoy themselves, and that lovely moment when you go out and they're happy to see you regardless, you know, especially, of course, my son, who has no idea what's going on, and silver medal, he doesn't care, and you get a nice hug, and then he tells you to hoist him on your shoulders and spin around and around in a circle. So I did that with a medal on yesterday at the velodrome, and that seemed to go down well. But yeah, it's just nice, isn't it, to kind of bring back to reality and share this with them, because they haven't got to experience this in a long time anyway.
Matt, similar for yourself, I suppose. You've got this sort of downtime now after the excitement, the drama, you know, the energy pumping as well. Is it easy just to come away from that and then start to put things together again?
It is hard because, you know, it's a long time building up to these events. But it's one of those. We've got to just, you know, enjoy ourselves and just reflect on the work that we've put in over the last few years, and, you know, have that opportunity to sort of just be proud of ourselves and basically what we try to do. And like I said yesterday, you know, we had a plan that didn't quite come together, but at the end of the day, you know, we're still racing bikes on the world stage, and, you know, putting on a show, and hopefully a great sort of battle on the track that hopefully entertain people. It's obviously been an incredible experience, and looking forward to that continuing for this next week. You know, our team move onto the road, where hopefully we're going to pick up more and more medals. And yeah, it has been really, really good, and I've enjoyed every moment, even though some moments are pretty hard to take, you know, but it's been great, you know, and so looking forward to the rest of the week.
I suppose people might think about the mental punishment you go, the mental punishment, the physical punishment you go through there. But you can train for the physical stuff, but the mental side of things, I suppose you need a bit of support with that.
Yeah, of course. The physical training is the easy bit, but sometimes it takes a lot of mental, you know, toughness to actually get to the training in the first place. You know, once you get started, once you're doing it, like, you get into the flow of it. But sometimes, like, just thinking about doing the training can get quite difficult, I guess. But you know, at the end of the day, what me, Neil and I do pretty well is once we get to the race day, we're pretty normally pretty good. You know, we can switch on and really focus and get a lot out of a race day and sort of step up. You know, it's one of those that the ups and downs are part of why we do this. And at the end of the day, if victories were easy all the time, then there'd be no joy in that either. So it's hard, really. I'm not saying I want to take a silver medal, but at the same time, like, yesterday proved that it's hard to win a gold medal, particularly in our category at the Paralympics. And, you know, it means that if we were to win one again in future, that would be a very hard one again. And yeah, I guess we set the bar pretty high in Tokyo. This is maybe part of the problem, that, you know, we were 1.5 seconds ahead in Tokyo. So, you know, maybe you don't know what everyone's going to do on the day here, but, you know, clearly, you know, in the last 3 years, we've not been at that same level, and everyone else has started to step up, and we just didn't quite match that this time. But yeah, it's hard because we maybe set the bar so high in Tokyo and then didn't get there ourselves this time.
Yeah. Neil, how was the track? I suppose they're not all the same.
No, they're certainly not. It is a very fast track. It's particularly well suited to, had we had the sprint event, the Flying 200, and Matt and I did do a cheeky flying 200 effort in training before we raced, just to see how quick we would go, and we went
just off the cuff.
We did, yeah. We decided on the morning a few hours before, and we actually went quicker than our world record. Of course, it doesn't stand, but that's kind of a sign of how quick this track actually is. And yeah, I mean, obviously it was very warm in there, as you found out. Yeah, it's sweltering, and that does make people go faster. It's not pleasant, but it makes bikes go quick. So it's quick out there. There's a lot of world records did go. Ours didn't, which is good because we didn't win, and that still stands. And it's going to take something special to beat that time. So that's something we can definitely hold on to. But yeah, it's a really unique environment in the velodrome, and you know, it was a really good atmosphere. It's a real pleasure to race in front of a crowd like that. Although those race days are very stressful, there is something quite unique and great about it that keeps you coming back for more, despite the fact there are points in the day when you think, why am I doing this and putting myself through this every single time? But we keep coming back, and you know, I think I'd always be chasing that buzz if I wasn't involved in sport. So, you know, long may that continue.
So what's next then? What's your next on the horizon?
Certainly I'm not going to touch a bike for the next few weeks. I'm looking forward to a bit of a break. My wife Laura is part of the road team, so I'll be cheering her on this week, and then there's Road World Championships for our team as well in a few weeks' time. So there's still a few events for that side of the team to go, but myself, I don't need to touch the bike, so I'll just be supporting and doing a fair bit of babysitting, I imagine, particularly when I get back home, which does mean a lot of tiring work for sure, but it's going to be really nice to spend some time together as a family, because although we've done our best to spend as much time with our son as we can, because both Laura and I are training, coming into big championships, you have to obviously be slightly selfish, it feels like at times, and I feel bad for that, but you know, we had to prioritise training, and we've maybe not done all the fun stuff we usually do with our son, so we're going to make a real point of doing that over the next couple of months, just good family time, bit of reflection, decide on our futures, and just get that mental refresh that I think you need if you're going to keep moving forwards in sport. Sometimes you just need a break just to clear it out and to go again with a fresh approach. So and then we'll just see what happens. I'm not making any real plans at this stage.
Just finally, Matt, do you want to describe the medals for us?
Oh yeah, here we go. So ours is silver. So obviously, as it's been spoken about, we've got a hexagonal section of the Eiffel Tower that's been, I assume, melted down and casted and been put into the medal. And on the front, we've got like some ridges, which don't actually know what they represent. I should know. But on the back, the Paralympic medals looks like you're standing underneath the Eiffel Tower, and so you've got the view from underneath the Eiffel Tower, looking upwards, and the Eiffel Tower's there. And then there's a bit of Braille on the side. So I guess you could. Can you read?
Can't read Braille, but I'll take the medal.
Okay. But yeah, there's Braille down the side.
Right.
Here,
yeah. All the way there. Oh, got you.
And then yeah, it's all.
That is a stunning thing to wear around your neck.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know. The medals are still special regardless of the colour, you know, and I think that's what we've got to take away from this. We're still walking home with something around our necks and, you know, something that we can go and show friends and family over the coming weeks, months, years, and something to be really proud of. You know, it would have been really tough to come away without anything at all,
you know,
and
didn't.
That's exactly. So, you know, I'm very happy this and proud of the work we've put in to get to achieve it. Although, yeah, we'd have loved a gold one, but.
Well,
that's life, isn't
it? Listen, there's more to come, but yeah. Thanks for joining us and good luck.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.